AP News, I'm Hayat Njwani. Speaking to reporters, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he intends to hold a series of votes on aid for Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, and other national security priorities.
There are precipitating events around the globe that we're all watching very carefully, and we know that the world is watching us to see how we react. We have terrorists and tyrants and terrible leaders around the world like Putin and Xi and in Iran, and they're watching to see if America will stand up for its allies.
NASA says it has determined an object that crashed through the roof of a Florida home last month. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
The debris struck a home in Naples, Florida on March 8th, ripping through the ceiling and tearing up the flooring. NASA recovered the object and took it to the Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral for analysis. The space agency says it was a metal support weighing 1.6 pounds, used to mount old batteries on a cargo pallet for disposal. The pallet was jettisoned from the space station in 21, and the load was expected to eventually fully burn up on re-entry into Earth's atmosphere, but one piece survived. No one on the ground was injured. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A knife attack in Australia against a bishop and a priest is being treated as an act of terrorism.
The 16-year-old attacker was overpowered by the shocked congregation at Christ the Good Shepherd Church after he allegedly stabbed two clerics during a service on Monday night that was being streamed online. Video of the attack in the Orthodox Assyrian Church spread quickly on social media, and an angry mob converged on the church demanding vengeance. They hurled bricks and bottles at police, who temporarily barricaded the boy inside the church for his own safety. Several people, including police officers, required hospital treatment following the riot. I'm Charles Diladesma.
This is AP News. At a press briefing in support of new legislation to bring transparency on disciplinary methods in short-term youth facilities, media personality Paris Hilton described some of her experiences.
If I tried to tell my parents about the abuse, the staff would immediately rip the phone from my hand, disconnect the call, and subject me to violent physical restraints and solitary confinement. The sounds of my peers screaming as they were restrained and injected with sedatives will never leave me.
At a news conference, General Motors CEO Mary Barra says the new downtown headquarters tower for the company is at the site of the old Hudson Department Store in Detroit.
This is a very historic site for Detroit and one that's very personal to me. And it's important to all of us at GM that we continue to call Detroit our home for a long time to come.
That audio is thanks to WXYZ. I'm Hayat Panjwani, AP News.